For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Yesterday, the Missouri House announced they are breaking up Governor Mike Parson's tough-on-crime package of legislation. House Speaker Elijah Haar says the House is breaking up the package into single-subject bills to, quote, protect the integrity of the lawmaking process. This comes after Parson announced Monday he wanted lawmakers to allow the Attorney General ability to prosecute crimes in St. Louis. The House was expected to wrap up today, but they now won't take up the individual bills until Monday, August 24th. The Columbia Board of Education voted Monday night to delay the start of school to September 8th. The board also added the option of an in-person hybrid learning model. The Columbia Missourian reports the new calendar now has the year beginning September 8th and ending June 11th. Previously, the district was set to begin the school year August 25th. With approval of the in-person hybrid learning model, the district now has three options for the upcoming school year: in-person, online, and in-person hybrid. Missourians for Educational Change and the Missouri House Democrats are demanding action from Governor Mike Parson regarding the state's response to COVID-19. At a conference yesterday at the Missouri Capitol, state representatives and advocates called for coronavirus precautionary changes at local and educational levels. Angela Kender is the creator of the Missouri COVID-19 Memorial. She says the lack of empathy she sees from state leaders during this time has inspired her to gather images from families who have lost loved ones. The images were displayed on a banner during the conference. A founding member of the advocacy group, Missourians for Educational Change, Julian Visite, is a student in Kansas City. He says in addition to losing lives, a major consequence for the lack of action could be a deeper permanent change.
How many teachers are going to go back to work when they know that their school will sacrifice them? They know their government will sacrifice them? We're looking at long-term damage to education in Missouri.
The conference was led by Minority Leader Crystal Quaid, and Representative Joe Runyons also spoke. Kender is collecting images of those lost at MissouriCovidMemorial@gmail.com. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.